Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Mansfield here at Hurtado Barbecue. Three locations now, plus Dallas on the way, and the Arlington location will be the site of Saturday's Fan Bowl. Come hang out with us. We got an air-conditioned tent they're putting up there in the middle. It's going to be an enchanted afternoon, and we'll crown a Fan Bowl 2024 champion, a tradition unlike any other. The USA is underway in the second half against Serbia, and it looks like they made a three there, opened up the half by Embiid, 54-46.
There we go.
So on the comeback trail and back to a single-digit deficit. Stand by for the Mike McCarthy press conference here on your home of the champs, the Texas Rangers, and your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Enjoyed some absolutely delicious barbecue. Salute to Bobby Belt for stopping by. I think it's amazing what has happened with the Hurtado brand here just in the last couple of years.
Dude.
To go from
booming, man.
A backyard type of operation to one full-on restaurant and then the partnership with the Texas Rangers and completely blowing up. And it's awesome, you know, because we got more options now as far as elite Texas barbecue, and Hurtado is just as good as it gets. Some people now say the best there is, and I wouldn't fight with them too hard at all.
You can't. You absolutely cannot. 10 out of 10. Those burnt ends, I think that's the time I've had a burnt end.
Ooh,
from Hurtado.
Great here.
Well, those will spoil you.
Dear God, that's there's no question in my mind that's the best burnt end I've ever
had. Yeah, they're fantastic. Yep. And then you can get the tacos here. You can't get the tacos at the ballpark anymore.
Dude, you can't get those things anywhere.
But they're just absolutely outstanding when you're able to come out to a Hurtado, and certainly on Saturday you'll be able to get in the Arlington location too. But I am loving this Mansfield location. The vibes are really, really good here, and the staff is awesome.
Dude, Saturday, have you guys been practicing a little bit? I'm not going to lie, with a little fan bowl action, you have been doing a little flicking? Flicking this week?
I didn't do any flicking last year either, and you know what? I ended up in a really close game with Sean. I just, buzzer got me. So I feel confident. You know, I'm just going to go back to the grind again this year. We're just going to show up, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I don't really care that much.
Okay, so you're taking last year's L and you're using it as confidence.
Yeah, like
so
it was a loss, but it wasn't due to performance, really. I felt like I played well enough to be able to get the dub.
Yeah.
Sean's just, those little hands are an advantage in a game like that.
Well, and it's weird when you get on a random table, all of a sudden you're here at Fanbowl, and now you're like dealing with like FIBA rules, where you're like, I'm used to different regulations,
yeah.
And all of a sudden you're throwing me into this
Those
mix,
are short. That is a short table.
Because we have the Fanbowl tables here. Okay.
Yeah, we've got them set up here if anybody wants to show up and kind of like try sample a little bit.
We should We should get a little practice flick in.
Practice flick it in.
I think we should. I know we got a couple of Tullos in here right now. They're going to be out there on Saturday in Arlington, and that is just going to be it's going to be a legendary time. I'm hydrating now for Saturday.
You know
what I'm saying? You got to prepare.
Well, they do have that air-conditioned tent, thankfully, this year, but Fan Bowl is one of our favorite events, our longest-running event. It's now a 10-point game, 57-47 Serbia, 8 minutes to go. They had a chance to get it down to 6, but LeBron missed a free throw.
Damn it, LeBron.
Is it possible, though, that we interpret this Dak Instagram story as exactly what it could look like, that we're not reading too much into it? He's just not getting the offers from the Cowboys. Is he kind of telling us that? Like, I'm not being recognized by my environment. Does that mean maybe the Cowboys are his environment? As a professional football player, it is. It might just be some general leadership talking points, right?
But very well could be.
I mean, we obsess.
It could also be some negotiating, through social media. I mean, the Cowboys are famous for doing that. He kind of did it at the podium when we were out there. When he stopped himself, he said, you know what, I'm going to say it. And all the top quarterbacks that he grew up watching ended up playing for different teams. So he kind of threw that out there. Like, this is something like, yeah, he's open to the idea. He's not scared about it. And for a team that was quote-unquote all in, I mean, how much have they really done to provide a better supporting cast than the one that they had a year ago? I don't think much.
No, not at all. But yeah, in terms of the actual post, him liking it, the word was recognized in there. I wish that word would have been respect, and then I would have felt even more so, like, oh my gosh, this is a super personal thing for him. But yeah, I'm reading into it and feeling like this is him identifying with someone who doesn't feel like they're being recognized the way they should in their particular environment. And it's now probably past the point. He was, I guess, hoping they would have come correct this offseason, and now we're just past that point. And now it's like, I don't even think him and his, like you mentioned, Wolchuk, they have no interest in signing a deal right now, unless the Cowboys are really going to come, like, okay, 60, but here's 63 a year or something. Yeah. Because he knows once he gets to the open market next year, the bidding, it's like, okay, it's going to start at 60. That thing will get to 65, close to 70 before you even know it. So why would he jump at 60 million right now?
Okay, Mike McCarthy approaching the podium as it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Here's the head coach of your Dallas Cowboys.
All right, good afternoon.
All right. For those of us that are joining from L.A., just our process, flag you down. Let us know who you are and what platform you're with, and I'll call on you. Okay? Thank you.
David?
Mike, David Moore, Dallas Morning News. We haven't had a chance to ask you yet, just what format will you and Sean be following today, and how will it kind of be broken up?
I mean, it's a similar form to a couple years ago, so I think the biggest thing is, you know, to get the quality work. I think, you know, we've got a couple move the ball drills with the team. Special teams will have two segments. We'll finish with a 2-minute segment, so I just really want to cover, you know, the whole area of the field and just get, you know, good quality work.
Clarence Hill, 4-star Telegram. Will you hold anybody out and if for injury or safety reasons? Can you talk about players you make?
Yeah, I mean, the guys that are scheduled to practice will practice. And, I don't have my injury list here, but, you know, similar to you 2 days ago.
But there'll be nobody like Michael who will be held out for Carson.
No, if they're healthy, they'll participate. Yeah.
John Machado with The Athletic. With Dak Prescott unlikely to play in the preseason, what do you want to see from him in this practice?
Well, I just wanted to see him go out and have another good day. I think Dak's having an excellent camp. When we look at our offense versus their defense, you know, we've been lining up against Mike Zimmer's defense, so this is a different system, you know, similar to Dan's, you know, defense in the past. So it'll be really good to get the defensive looks that we're going to see today. But no, just go out and be productive and have a hell of a day.
And then with Diggs doing some 7-on-7, will that be pretty similar in this?
No, you know, he'll probably just go through the individual.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. With some of your younger receivers, how important is it to see them progress in a scrimmage like this?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just like anything. It's a natural evolution of a player. you know, you have your off-season program. They get to go out in OTAs, and you know, especially the way things are structured now, the 7-on-7s, and you know, so the perimeter guys get to show what they can do there, have some success, and then you get into these practices, and you know, you get used to who you're practicing with and the tendencies and so forth, and then you know, maybe you have some another level of success. But now to get to go against you know, an uncommon opponent in a competitive arena. So yeah, this is definitely, you know, one of the practices that I know I'll look at a lot at because I want to see our guys compete against different guys.
Some of the guys who are like Overshawn or Stevens, will they be on a pitch count today at all?
It'll depend on how they go through the warm-up. Great.
Saad, he's the Athletic. Mike, just as a coach, how do you look at what you see from the Rams? Do you look at things as like, maybe these are some things that you might want to, concepts you might want to take or something like that, or do you just kind of view it as one side versus the other?
Yeah, we're not, I mean, this isn't really for, I don't view this practice as that. I think, you know, my experience has been that's really what February and March is for. You know, we do studies, you know, league studies. You know, we break down the different teams that excel in certain situations and so forth. You know, obviously, Sean has done some great things, and you know, we've looked at some of his action pass game. So yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and he's got his set of focal points too. You know, we're both got guys that are a little tweaked and so forth, and we really just want to see our guys go play.
When it comes to Sean and the respect that you've mentioned that you have for him as a coach, just, you know, what goes into doing these joint practices and you know, coming together and having that respect for each
other? Well, I just think just like anything, you know, player safety is still at the forefront of every decision you make when you're in a practice environment, and it's no different today. So to have a common understanding of what you want to get done today is part of why, you know, I'm open to do it with the LA Rams. So because, you know, we don't want to get in situations where we're wasting time, and because, you know, I feel very strongly our offense and defense, you know, they compete very well against each other. So and I think our practice has been of high quality to date. So, you know, we're looking for the same thing today.
Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. You talk about Overshawn and John Stevens, and you know how they go through their warm-up is going to dictate their rep count, especially with the preseason game coming up on Sunday. But what are you looking for from this joint practice from those two guys specifically coming up?
I mean, to be honest with you, I just want to see them, you know, take the next step, get out there and compete, and then really just cross the threshold of the timeline that they're on for, you know, for return to play.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Mike, what players, position groups, do you feel like you as a coach get the most out of seeing in this environment versus?
I mean, all of them. I mean, every group. I mean, it's, I would say the interior probably more so because, you know, we have less information on our interior players just because of the number of padded practices versus the quality of work that you're able to get done outside of pads with the perimeter. So I would say clearly the, you know, running the football, the pass protection, you know, you'll have some one-on-one pass rush, you know, during the first special teams drill. So I would say clearly the interior.
Mike, Lindsay Theory from ESPN. Understanding you guys have been coming to SoCal for a long time now, but from your perspective as a coach, what do you like about coming to this area for training camp?
I like everything. I like everything about being here in Oxnard. I think number one, you know, leaving Dallas, you know, the weather, just the training here is, you know, we have no limitations. You know, we're not, you know, our guys are able to, we're able to go as hard as we need to go every single day. The facility, you know, and the people here at the Residence Inn are tremendous. The functionality of it, I mean, from the practice field to the team meeting is, you know, 3-minute walk. So, I mean, that's great. So, yeah, I like everything about the, you know, just the way our rooms are set up, the group dynamic opportunity. So it's just a phenomenal place to be.
Back row. You have a question?
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Clarence.
Oh. Almost a clean getaway.
Just getting back to the Rams, they're known for the eye candy on offense, you know, the things they do with emotions and stuff. How important is that? How good is that for your defense line, especially your linebackers, to see that?
It's great. And you know, we'll see a lot of it today. I mean, our defense, you know, sees some of that from our offense. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, you just see the – you know, the reduced splits work. And you know, both teams are, through conversation we had in the preparation, you know, we've requested some things from them that we need to see more of, and they have from us. So, you know, that's why this work is so valuable.
Could be any limitations on blitz packages? Everything is full goal? And what you do with that?
We don't talk about scheme in these meetings. So, no, we're not. Yeah, this is, we're, you know, just talking with Sean, I mean, we're not trying to win the scheme battle today. We want to line up and have a, I'm more focused on the fundamentals and techniques, you know, the pace of the drills, the competitiveness of it. Yeah, so I mean, this is not a try to, you know, a gotcha opportunity.
Brad Schamp, Cowboys Radio. Mike Guyton, what do you expect from him the rest of the week? Yeah. And the three defensive guys that you just signed, what kind of a participation path are they on?
Well, I mean, they're all going to practice today. So, I mean, and then, yeah, I mean, they're going to participate. And then, you know, just like we do every night, you know, we'll sit down, we have the GPS medical meeting, and then we'll set the workload for tomorrow and Saturday and line up and, you know, make sure we're hopefully we have everybody to go on Sunday. Yeah, he's going to do some today.
Yeah. Mike Edwarder, how curious are you to experience in live contact situations, whether it's today or in these preseason games, the new kickoff rules, and based on what you saw from the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think today will be a great step. You know, it'll be the first time to go against, you know, the competition. So, yeah, I do. I just, you know, you're just watching the way we've been training it. And obviously John has been involved in the, you know, in development of this for a couple of years now. So, this off season was really similar to the last three off seasons. So, but it's cool to watch it come together. So today will be a big step.
Yeah. Jeff Cole with Fox Dallas. Going back to Guyton, coach, what can he get out of this type of game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is with Tyler is how many reps are we going to be able to get him? You know, he's obviously been, you know, he's been ill and he's missed some time. So, you know, I'm not 100% sure he's 100%. So we just got to be smart with him and on his return to play.
Nealon, what can he get out of this?
Well, definitely. I mean, this would be, you know, any of the rookies, you know, all the rookies, this is their first time to compete outside of the, you know, of our football team. So, you know, this is a threshold. This is a step that all these guys need to make.
Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com. How much time have you and Sean dedicated over the last few months to be able to put this environment out here together?
I think really Sean's great to work with, number one. You know, we really probably put more time in, you know, the first time that we worked together. So we spoke probably March, you know, initially March, April, and then just kind of finalized it in June before vacation. So we pretty much had it in the can by mid-June. Then we, you know, just like anything, he's got some things going on with his camp. It's just like we do here. So we've talked, the coordinators have talked a lot the last couple weeks. Sean and I spoke a few times this morning just to make sure any final adjustments that we needed to make.
Anybody else? That it?
All right. Thank you.
There he is, Mike McCarthy, here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, ahead of this afternoon's practice. They'll get it going with the Rams coming up at 4 o'clock, and Brian Broaddus will have Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40, then be back with us in the 6 o'clock hour to talk about the main takeaways from today's joint practice with the Rams. All right, coming up next here in the Nation, it's time for Wolchuk's NFL News Today. Where are we going with that today, sir?
Did the 49ers add the replacement for Brandon Ayuk? We got Big Nick Energy and more reasons to fade filthy. That's next in the...
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nation. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan Team USA is on the rope, 78-67 with 8 minutes to play. We're live at Hurtado in Mansfield. Hurtado Arlington, the site of Saturday's Fan Bowl 2024. Oh, wow, what a dramatic afternoon here at the Olympics. We'll keep you up to date on the situation as Wolchuk takes us through an NFL news of the day. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks and DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's Zach with that NFL news.
Thank you. We've been keeping you updated on the Brandon Ayuk deal in San Francisco, and it appears they've added a wide receiver. They have made a move to sign veteran Chosen Anderson, formerly known as Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Chosen
is signing with San Francisco per his agents, David Cantor. And we'll see, you know, what this now means for Brandon Ayuk. I saw a report today, courtesy of CBS Sports, that the asking price that the 49ers would like for Ayuk from Pittsburgh is 2 first-round picks. I would tell you go kick rocks. I'm not sending you 2 first-round picks for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay? No, yeah, just for the right to pay him a bunch of money.
Yeah, like every single year we're seeing the deepest receiving class in the history of the draft. It's not worth paying 2 first-round picks for, quite frankly, maybe any receiver in the National Football League. Maybe Justin Jefferson, you can have that conversation. To be honest with you, I don't think I would even do that. I'm not. Maybe one. Maybe you give up a first if you want that guy that badly. I'm not giving 2 ones for any receiver. Maybe ever again. I think those days are behind us.
Yeah, I think you're talking about being a team that is like ready made and feels like this is our chance, and we're kind of wide receiver by committee or something. Like, there's the rarefied situation where you're like, you know what, I will overpay a little bit because I think the best wide receiver in the league makes us a bona fide championship team. Okay, but by and large, I'm with you 100%. And that we have, there's a wealth of young wide receivers all over the place.
Guys, I think you have to think about.
Goodness. Okay, Brian, I'm sorry to interrupt there. The USA gets a 3. There's an off-ball foul in international play. You get the ball back. It's not one free throw for the guy that got fouled off the ball while a teammate was in the act of shooting. You get the ball back. So KD makes a 3. USA gets the ball back. Steph Curry makes a 3. So now we're looking at, a 5-point game? Sorry, back to you, Brian.
Yeah, they're cutting into this thing. What do we got, B?
No, absolutely. And good for the USA getting this done. The thing I was going to say is, though, depending on who you're dealing with, you can maybe adjust whether you want the 1 or the 1-1 or the 2-1s. And I say this in a way, if you're dealing with New England could be a team that could have a top 3 pick when this is all said and done. So I would be willing, if I were the 49ers, to say, listen, I'm not going to make the Patriots overpay for this, because of the possibility of getting that high pick. Now, Cleveland or Pittsburgh or anybody else, that pick could be a little bit later. But so you're probably not going to get the two ones, but how about kicking a one and a three? You know, how about kicking, you know, it's, you know, we were the only team stupid enough to give two ones for a receiver, you know. And so that's kind of where I would be. But if it was, say, New England, I would just straight say, all right, yeah, we'll take your one. Deal done. Where do we send the paperwork? Because that's got a shot. That pick right there could be it, that pick could be the first overall pick when we're all said and done.
Could be. It absolutely could be. Now we go to Pittsburgh, who is also part of this. They did list Russell Wilson as their QB1 in the depth chart that was released, but they're going to be starting Justin Fields in their first preseason game on Friday night. I don't believe Russell Wilson is going to be playing. Of course, he's missed a good portion of camp with a calf injury. So look for Fields, who is still in a competition with Wilson for that top spot, to end up getting the start. And it appears Josh Allen's going to play in their first preseason game for Buffalo as well. All the ones are going to go, according
to Pat Mahomes.
And we know Andy Reid always does this. Yeah. Right? We talk about this every year. Like, man, should we maybe just kind of take a page out of Andy Reid's book? Then you have Sean McVay, who we're going to see today practicing against the Cowboys. McVay never plays his guys. So arguably the two best coaches in the NFL do it very, very differently. But for the Bills, interesting, McDermott saying, hey, Allen, you go out there. I want you to play with the ones. They do have a lot of new skill players around him on offense. Maybe that makes some sense for Allen to give it a go with Buffalo in their first preseason game Saturday against Chicago.
He's not a guy I could trust, though, man. I mean, my gosh, he's the type of guy that's just going to start running on
you. He will. He will.
Unless there's an international rule I'm unaware of, I think the USA just got screwed. LeBron steals it. As he's going out of bounds, he turns and fires it off of Jokic's foot. I don't know. Maybe they called it unsportsmanlike.
I think they said it was like the ball was on the line and Bron was the one that. I think that's what the ball was already out. He was disputing it, but okay. That's what they called.
5-point game, 6.5 to go. We'll keep you updated on that. Nick Foles, big Nick energy. He is officially retired from the National Football League at 35 years old. They're going to have a special ceremony for him at the Eagles home opener September 16th against the Falcons. I mean, look, last week we talked about they've unofficially retired the guy's jersey. They love him there in Filthy. That might be one of the highlights of the Eagles season, though, because it sounds like that is a dumpster fire and a ticking time bomb with all the new reports that have come out. ESPN had an awesome article yesterday. There is a lot of friction between Jalen Hurts and their head coach, Nick Sirianni. Apparently, just an excerpt from the article, things were off, including between the head coach and quarterback. ESPN spoke with several sources who detailed a prolonged strain between Hurts and Sirianni last season, with one source with direct knowledge of the dynamic describing the relationship as fractured and unhealthy. At the root of the divide, a disconnect in offensive visions, with what a team source described as lack of full respect for Sirianni's X's and O chops from Jalen Hurts.
Ooh.
So, hey, maybe, you know, I guess they bring in Kellen Moore. The hope is, from sources close to Jalen Hurts, that newly hired offensive coordinator Kellen Moore can be a connective tissue between the head coach and the quarterback. But this does not sound good at all, and I am here for it, getting my popcorn ready, waiting for things to implode in Filthy.
Yeah, apparently before they got going in the springtime with mini camps and stuff, Sirianni stepped up in front of the team and just tried to take all the blame for how bad things went last season and how he could have done a much better job. And he's trying to be like, hey, it's a new time here, so he's accepting it. He's owning it. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think when Shane Steichen left and you promote Brian Johnson, who has history with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Johnson and Hurts thinks they're about to build this offense together and Hurts is going to have more autonomy and all these things. And Sirianni's like, nope, it's my way. And Hurts is like, well, your way isn't all that football smart, because anytime a team blitzes us, I have nowhere to go with the football. And we're an offense that's suffering because of it the latter half of the season. And we're losing to bad football teams now.
Yeah, apparently that Monday night game that they played in Seattle, it's the final drive. They're going to try and at least kick a field goal to win it. Jalen Hurts went and just killed whatever Nick Sirianni play call was.
Kill, throws.
The football, ends up getting intercepted. And then after the game, Sirianni took the podium and really just fell on the sword. He took all responsibility. He's like, well, we were hoping there maybe you get a pass interference flag. In reality, his quarterback just went rogue on him, but he didn't call him out in front of the media. So, I don't know. I'm thinking a little bit more of Sirianni, even though he's about to get canned at the end of the season, in my opinion. But I think this is even more reason why you fade Filthy. And this is good news for the Cowboys and the rest of the NFC East. That thing just seems like it could really, really be bad.
Yeah, that's why it's weird going into this season, because it's like I'm not overly high on what the Cowboys have going on here. I think they're probably a 9-win football team, but I feel pretty much just as down on the Eagles.
I do too.
So who, it's like, is the winner of this division going to win 9, maybe 10 games?
This is why I have a terrible, weird feeling that this happens every once in a while in the NFC East. They get that random pop-up year.
And it's not going to be a pop-up year. It's
Washington
not,
is going to end up winning this division.
Don't worry about that, Walchuk.
I don't know.
Game.
It's a two-team race, and the two teams are average at best. It's the Cowboys.
I hope
and
so.
It's the Eagles. It's a two-point game with just over 4 minutes remaining between Team USA basketball and Serbia. They walked into the fourth quarter, did USA, down 13, and all they've done is put the clamps on and really get after it. And that's what you can see with these countries in these games. Like, they have a lead, and then all of a sudden it starts to shrink, and the confidence and the boisterous, like, dunks and in-your-face type of, okay, momentum, high-fiving, let's go. Team USA, it's just, it's too much.
They're
and then you see these guys start to pucker a little bit. For
late
the
in the
country.
Game, man. They got that clutch closing gene. Shout out to Connor Williams, former Cowboy. He's agreed to terms on a one-year deal to be the center for the Seattle Seahawks. It's $6 million, $3 million guaranteed, according to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. And to conclude the NFL news of the day, we had some injuries yesterday. Not good. Colts wide receiver Josh Downs got tackled in practice by a teammate. Not supposed to do any tackling. He ends up suffering a high ankle sprain. He's going to be out 6 weeks. Then a scary moment in Atlanta. Their wide receiver, Rondale Moore, was carted off the field, air cast on his right leg at the end of a joint practice with Miami. Non-contact injury. That can't be good for the 24-year-old speedster. And then a big development, Cowboys Week 1 opponent, Cleveland, Za'Darius Smith, veteran pass rusher for the Browns, carted off yesterday as well with a knee contusion. Have to monitor his status heading into Week 1 against the Cowboys for the opener.
For the first time since the first quarter, I believe, as LeBron has just tied it up at 84 with a layup, timeout Serbia. There's 3.5 minutes to play in the Olympic men's basketball semifinal. We'll come back, get you Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us today?
Yeah, I've got 7 players I think you need to keep an eye on. We'll talk about those guys next.
Thank you, Lucius. An incredible sequence. The USA was down 2. Serbia got an offensive rebound and a wide-open 3 that was missed. Down on the other end, Curry made a 3 to go up 1. LeBron then had a layup. Steph Curry then had a steal and a layup to put them up 5. But now with about a minute to go, Serbia with an and-1 floater. It's 91-88 USA. And yes, 56 seconds to go on the clock, and the free throw is up as we go to the tennis courts in Oxnard, California. Here's Brian Broaddus with Krusty's Corner. Krusty's Corner, of course, brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. And good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon there, Dawson. Hey, if you have to do some play-by-play stuff, man, feel free to jump in there and update the scores and stuff like
now,
that.
Now 40 seconds to go. KD up
there
top looking for a top-of-the-key jumper. It is down.
Bang!
And the USA has gone up 93-89 with 34 seconds to play.
Is this thing in hand now? You boys feeling better about
the
situation?
Yeah, I feel like this thing is good.
Jokic to the cup, and it's a two-point game. A steal and a Serbia bucket could still, you know, win this, but I think they're in a must-foul situation now.
Yeah.
It's up to Embiid across half-court.
Get it out of his
semifinals
hands.
Of the men's basketball tournament. Curry now with the ball. This is the guy that we want on the line. Serbia tries to flop. No, still no foul. As we're now at 10 seconds to go, USA up 2, 93-91. Steph Curry into the lane, and there is the foul with 8 seconds to go.
They're good.
And I believe they're in the penalty, right? So that should be 2 free throws.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Steph's been brilliant. He's got 34. He's 9 of 14 from downtown. 9 of his 12 buckets all from 3.
My
he has
goodness.
Been absolutely brilliant.
And Bede's been pretty well after taking a bunch of criticism, right?
So yeah, I mean, he started off well. I feel like this fourth quarter's been a little shaky for him, but he had a big turnover that got us a little nervous earlier. But overall, yeah, I mean, point production-wise, 19, he's your second leading scorer.
this has been an iconic Team USA game for sure. Greatest comeback ever. Down 13 going into the fourth. I can't think of a bigger one in a bigger situation, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And Serbia
yeah,
in the fourth, legendary. Though, just completely falling apart, though, right?
Yes,
I think where they
yes,
got 12
yeah.
points or something like that.
Some wide open missed shots, some costly turnovers. It did seem like the moment might have been a little too big for everybody except
yeah, I
for
think
Jokic
that's,
really
yeah.
on the floor.
First
yeah,
free throw rattles in.
Chief was right about that. I think all of a sudden they started to see the five that were on the floor on the other side. And they started pooping in their pants a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just Bogdanovich and Jokic. Otherwise, everyone else, not NBA guys.
It's the equivalent of a five-man Tiger roar from the mid-2000s when Tiger Woods was at his peak. Steph Curry now up to the free throw line for his second, and it is up, and it is good. It's a four-point game with 8 minutes to go. That should ice it. And here's Broadus once again with Krosy.
All right. Well, thank you. Good for USA. Big comeback victory there on their way to the gold medal game, right?
And we play gold medal, baby.
Gold medal basketball, so good for the USA. All right, I promised you music's starting to go on the practice field, so we're going to kick this thing off here in just a little bit. I've got seven guys that I'm really excited to be kind of tracking today. And I just want to kind of go through them and see what you guys think. I'll tell you why. First guy I put on my list today was Trey Lance. And I want to see with Trey Lance today because they're going to have a lot of different opportunities with some of the 7-on-7 stuff, some of the move the ball, some red zone stuff. Where Trey Lance has had his problems is down in the red zone. And I'm interested to see when Trey gets opportunities, does he see the field better? Is he going to be able to, with the way the Rams are going to play their coverage against him, you know, not a, probably a lot of looks. He was talking about, Mike McCarthy at the podium was talking about Dan Quinn type of a defense, and but I'm interested to see if Trey Lance, because when he's been getting down in the red zone, I think he's been a little bit better, but he still, I think he needs to find it, find his receivers a little bit quicker and try and get them the ball. So I'm looking forward to seeing how Trey Lance practiced today against this Rams secondary. I'm also looking at Rico Dowdle. I think Rico Dowdle is the best back in this room right now.
Oh yeah, for
he's
sure.
He's the one guy that when you hand him the ball, there is some explosiveness. You know, the question about him is going to be, can he stay healthy? Mm-hmm. Today, could he kind of maybe make himself a little bit closer to Zeke? It seems like to me they really want Zeke to win this running back battle. But Rico Dowdle, in my opinion, is the best one that they got right now. I'm interested to see how he plays today against the Rams. Jalen Cropper has had a really, really good camp so far. He's the one receiver that's actually been able to, like, has shown a lot of consistency with the way he has played. Is when you look at Billy Johnson's kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit, and Cropper's been able to take advantage of the days where Billy Johnson hasn't been very good. Can Cropper do that against the Rams, come out and maybe have him four or five plays where all of a sudden it's like, well, heck, he's doing it against the Cowboys secondary. Now he's going to do it here against the Rams and kind of make this front office think about the numbers that they're going to keep at wide receiver. And we'll see if he plays some special team stuff today.
Sure.
That will be really, really key for him. Guys, my number four guy I'm looking at today is Brock Hoffman.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not it, to me, everybody thinks, well, it's Cooper Beebe and all that. I think Brock Hoffman's going to be your starting center. I really, really do. I think right now the learning curve is just probably a little bit steep for Cooper Beebe. So that means Brock Hoffman's going to be the guy. I'm interested to see how he does against this, no Aaron Donald, of course, but you know, still it's competition against the Cowboys defensive tackle room. I don't think it's given him much competition. I'll be interested to see how the competition from the Rams. Can he handle things at the point of attack? Can he find ways to get to the second level? That's been something that's a little bit of a struggle for him. But I'm going to watch him.
What's his best case scenario, Brian? How good could Brock Hoffman be if everything comes together for him?
I think he's very similar to the thing with Biadasz that I felt like that he was more a better athlete, a second level get, you know, reach, scoop. Second level block. I think Brock Hoffman's a more powerful guy, but are you going to give up some of that stuff of playing second level football? And we've always talked about this when you watch Travis Frederick, always said, hey, cut the defense in half. Mm-hmm. You have a center that's athletic that can get to that second level, and you got two all pro guards like you do. you know, you should be able to get that center up and cut those linebackers off and then give these backs the lane to run. So I'll be seeing Brock Hoppin today. Does he get caught up? Does he not get to second level? Does he get just flattened down the line? It'll be a big day for him today. I'm looking at Marshawn Nealon. Marshawn Nealon, to me, has gotten much better as a pass rusher. I'm interested to see how well that this plays in. He's had some really good reps against the tackles here. We'll see. The Rams, as I mentioned, are a little banged up in the offensive line. But can he find a way to win with quickness, get up the field, attack the shoulder, and then work flat? There's times where he gets a little caught up, though. But he can play the run. That's something he's pretty good at. It's the pass rush stuff that's going to make me feel like, okay, this guy can be your starter. He's got the ability to rush the pass. Maris Luafalo is the next one that I want to look at today, too. They're probably going to play him quite a bit just because of the linebacker rotations. I don't know how much you're going to see Overshown play today. They're going to try and kind of figure out a little bit of a rotation for him. But Luafalo, though, he's played with really, really good instincts. He's shown the ability to run to get to the outside. I know Chief talks about maybe the lack of ability of tackling. We'll see an opportunity to tackle a little bit today.
Why is Overshown out?
What they're trying to do is kind of work him back into, I wouldn't say out, but they're trying to kind of get him more acclimated to being in practice every single day. So they're kind of he's in the ramp up period. So he hasn't played as many snaps as the others have. But so I'm just interested, like I say, with Luafalo. Yeah. He looks like a guy that they're going to try and say, okay, hey, young guy, you understand what you're doing. We're going to play base defense, and you're going to be a guy. He's a really good cover guy as well, so I'm excited about that.
How much can you evaluate tackling today?
If they let him carry him to the ground, which we'll see when we get out here. I have a feeling, though, that like his tackling will be on Sunday, but I need him to get to the football and be there, and like where I can identify tackle for loss, no gain. Oh, that was a 5-yard gain. Oh, he missed that. He was not in position to make that tackle there. I can evaluate that just watching him and say, okay, that was good. That was not good. He needs to be better there. So all these things you could take a look at today in this practice. And the last guy I want to look at is Kalen Carson, the rookie corner from Wake Forest. He's had some really, really, really good practices against these Cowboy receivers. The Rams have got some guys. I don't think that we're going to get any Puka Nacua today for the Rams. But, you know, with Kupp, Robinson, Tutu Atwell is a guy as well. They've got some guys that have some speed, have some quickness, have the ability to separate. With Carson, I'm just interested in his ability to stay with guys, to be able to match guys up, not get run by. That's happened to him a couple different times. They've run by him. If he has to carry stuff inside, there's going to be probably – I don't know how much really the Rams are going to game plan, but they're kind of preparing for a little bit of movement and motion and things like that. The Cowboys have done a really good job of not getting confused when playing against their own guys. Let's see if the Rams try and do a little something to them to kind of get that to get their games thrown off a little bit.
McVay can make it tough on you, and then Guyton's going to try and give it a go today?
It's a 50-50. Talked to somebody in the medical department that told me that I said, hey, what about Guyton? Even McCarthy was talking about it at the podium. They're trying to get him back going again. But I was told 50-50. So if he jumps in there, that's a good. If he doesn't, you kind of know why. He's still dealing with the chest colds.
It was 86-84 with 2.5 minutes to play. Steph Curry hit a three, and the USA never trailed again. They win 95-91 against Serbia in the semifinals, and Serbians are now on the court in tears. And those are actually sports tears that I approve of. The gentleman at least having the courtesy of hiding his face in his headband. Ryan, thank you so much for Krusty's Corner.
Boys, I will see you at 6:00.
Yes,
sir. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, we'll
wrap this thing up. All right, have a good one, boys.
Love you. Cowboys are going to practice here for 2 hours. Brattles will be back in that 6:00 hour with the full report. C-Notes coming up next, including what Emmett Smith said about CD's holdout and more. That's coming up next here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.